Our reading today can be found on page 1010 of the Church Bibles and is Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 8, and then 14 to 15 and 21 to 23. So that's page 1010, Mark 7, verses 1 to 8, 14 to 15 and 21 to 23. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered round Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash, and they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles, and dining couches. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders, instead of eating their food with unclean hands?" He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men.' You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men." Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a man can make him unclean by going into him. Rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean."
Lovely. So I've brought three mugs with me here today. There's this one. Well, it is the Easy Tiger, but yeah. And then these two others. Now, I wondered whether, looking at these mugs and also thinking about our refreshment break in a little while, who here would like their coffee or their squash in this mug? Well spotted. Some people have spotted that it's quite dirty on the outside. That will be. What about this one? Yeah, that's all right. You'd get. Oh no, I can't do that yet. No. And what about this one? Maybe. Yes, maybe. So I wouldn't actually choose number one because, you know, it's a bit dirty on the outside. Number two, though, it looks nice on the outside, doesn't it? But not really that good. So if you had chosen number two, I'm not sure that would have necessarily been that great. But you'll be relieved to know that mug three is nice and clean on the inside. So when we use a mug for a drink, it's obvious that we want it to be nice and clean on the inside, because otherwise it's going to taint the flavour of the drink, but also it's just not really very nice. So the inside of the mug is the thing that really matters. And in Jesus's day, the teachers of the law got cross with Jesus and his disciples because they didn't follow the so-called purity laws. Put simply, these were laws that said if you were going to be clean in God's sight, then before you ate something, or even between courses, you had to wash your hands in a certain way and use water that were in special jars as part of the meal. But listen to what Jesus says to people. And you might have caught it at the end of the reading, But I wondered whether maybe by sharing from the contemporary English version of the Bible, that might give us some maybe clearer clues. So here Jesus says, "What comes from your heart is what makes you unclean. Out of your heart come evil thoughts, vulgar deeds, stealing, murder, unfaithfulness in marriage, greed, meanness, deceit, indecency, envy, insults, pride, and foolishness. All of these come from your heart, and they are what make you unfit to worship God." Jesus was basically saying to the Jewish people that dirty hands wouldn't make them unclean in the sight of a holy God. What spoils people's lives in the sight of God is what's inside our hearts. So what spoils our lives in the sight of God is what comes from inside, not the outside. Things like evil thoughts, stealing, greed, insults, and so on. But the good news is that Jesus came to clean up our hearts so that our lives can be filled with the love of our holy Heavenly Father by receiving the Holy Spirit. So he can clean up our lives with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is something that we need to be constantly filled by. So whilst we may not be gathering around the Lord's table this week, we will be gathering around the Lord's table next week. And let's maybe always remember what Jesus did for us by giving his life and being raised from the dead so that we can be clean inside. Let us wonder again, not just at the price Jesus paid for us, but how he asks us to live with hearts set on living for him by loving one another. But one final thought. We can look at the outside of somebody and we can see that because they look a bit dirty on the outside, that they're not acceptable. They're not acceptable to God. However, there may be someone who has welcomed that message inside and they've entered into God's family and their hearts are actually clean. So let us all remember that it's the inside of someone that's the thing that really matters.